Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so for news, feature reports, and music from our Caribbean region. But first, let's switch to our Caribbean news desk to take a look at some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. Stay tuned. This past Monday, July 29th, St. Kitts and Nevis officially established diplomatic relations with the State of Palestine. The agreement was signed by St. Kitts and Nevis Foreign Minister Mark Brantley and the State of Palestine's Foreign Minister and Expatriates, His Excellency Dr. Riyad Malki. Upon signing the agreement, the Foreign Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis said, "We want to commit to a long and mutually beneficial relationship, and we want to say that we hope that we can work closely together on matters of mutual interest, such as climate change, global peace and security, respect for sovereignty, respect for the rule of law, respect for democracy and democratic norms." Dr. Malki shared similar sentiments and reiterated Palestine's full backing and commitment, is keen on building diplomatic relations with other countries. The Palestine official further said, "We do believe in a comprehensive vision where we should be friends of all, and that is why having and or recognizing Palestine does not mean that you stop being friends of Israel. I think that you know that the important element of it is that you could be friends of both, and by being friends of both, you could always contribute and send positive messages to both sides." The State of Palestine's foreign minister assured Minister Brantley that his country will do its utmost best to ensure that peace, stability, and security will prevail. He expressed Palestine's readiness to share their knowledge and experiences in several areas where the country has excelled. Barbados is on track for another record year of tourist arrivals. That disclosure came recently from Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., William Griffith. According to the tourism official, Barbados is already reporting over 320,000 arrivals for this year, 2019, which is 4% above the same period for 2018. He said that the United Kingdom grew by 9.6% over 2018, and the U.S., which has been showing consistent increases, is up 7.5% over last year's record. Other successes, said the Barbados official, were recorded in the Caribbean, Central and South America, and also Germany, which is expected to become a main market of tourists for Barbados following a new Lufthansa service as of this coming October. A meeting of food safety regulators of the 15 CARICOM member states was held in Paramaribo recently, resulting in a set of key recommendations to enhance coordination of food safety measures among the member countries. The regulators also committed to working together towards harmonized food safety standards for the Caribbean region. The meeting was held July 23rd through the 25th, organized by the Caribbean Agricultural Health and Food Safety Agency headquartered in Suriname, in collaboration with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations and the Ministry of Agriculture animal husbandry and fisheries of the government of Suriname. Officials gathered at the meeting recommended the creation of a Caribbean task force on food safety that will offer advice on prioritization of food safety challenges and how to promote a common food safety agenda for the region, including an approach for harmonization of food safety standards. The Paramaribo meeting also featured discussions with representatives of the food production sector in Suriname and the Caribbean region, who shared their issues of market access in the region. And those were some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. Stay tuned. The International Timba Forever Festival opened Friday here in the Cuban capital. During the festival, running through August 4th, several spaces across Havana will host the event, including the Juan Formel Hall of the El Sauce Cultural Center, the Salón Rosado de la Tropical, the Comodoro Hotel, the Areito Graham Studio, and the Busy Street on 23rd and Malecón. The program of the festival includes concerts and shows with the participation of emblematic orchestras and important figures of popular Cuban dance music. Other activities include also a photographic exhibition, workshops, demonstrations, conferences, and exchanges with musicians, researchers, and other timba specialists on the life and work of Juan Formel. Likewise, the documentary Legado, Legacy, dedicated to the renowned Cuban musician, will be shown. Two special moments will be the unveiling of a commemorative plaque at the corner of 23rd and P Streets, a block away from where the group Formel y Los Bambam will perform a mega concert on Saturday, August 3rd, at the corner of 23rd and Malecón. The inauguration of the International Timba Forever Festival took place at the El Sauce Cultural Center at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the closing concert will be held on Sunday, August 4th at 8 o'clock in the evening at the Salón Rosado de la Tropical. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful, lively tune by the popular Cuban band Formel y Los Bambam, and the tune called Te Traigo. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time. Así, negra, anda.
Y ahora nos toca comenzar, y para hacerlo lo mejor es un saludo de amistad. Y así entregarte el corazón te voy a hablar de mi país, cómo vivimos, cómo somos, de la alegría de mi pueblo. De Cuba traigo ese tesoro, sé que tú y yo nos conocemos, vamos ligados con la historia, compartiendo las tristezas y disfrutando las victorias, por eso me siento feliz de ser mensaje de alegría, de la alegría de mi pueblo. De Cuba traigo ese tesoro y ahora que nos conocemos, quiero tu risa, compañero, mueve las manos con mi ritmo. Canta conmigo mis canciones, te voy a hablar de mi país, cómo vivimos, cómo somos, de la alegría de mi pueblo. De Cuba traigo este tesoro. La 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 la
de la alegría de mi pueblo, de Cuba traigo este tesoro así.
Noche cubana, morena bonita.
Te traigo dulzura.
Te traigo.